Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into the SSBN Network, home of the hottest host in online radio. And for the next 4 hour, you're about to keep it real hot and fresh. So get ready.
It's that time again. FLY Radio is in your ear. Let go. Real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. Keeping it real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. Real. Freaky, freaky fresh. Break it down. Real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. Real hot, real hot. I'm keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. We keeping it real hot, fresh. Real hot, fresh.
What's up, everybody? That's right. We're keeping it real hot, fresh, as the song say. I hope y'all like the new theme song for the show. It's really hot, right? Really hot and fresh, right? Anyway, so what's up, everybody? What's up? What's So, I'm so glad, super glad to talk to all of you tonight. Tonight we have a very special show. You know, I'm celebrating 3 years of anniversary, or actually my 3-year anniversary for the show. So, you know, you got to have a new theme song, you got to have a new look, you got to have a new everything. So, you know, new theme song for the show, and as y'all know, the SSBN radio name has been put to rest. Now it's the FLY Entertainment, standing for Forever Live Young, FLY Entertainment, that is. So you are now tuned into the FLY Broadcasting Network, only out of New York City. You know how we do in the NYC. However, right now I'm in the CT, you know what I'm saying, Connecticut, all day, every day. I'm chilling. I'm feeling good. The weather is nice. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm right now, I'm hosting, I'm bringing it to you live from Connecticut, all right? So, everybody, you know, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everybody had a great weekend, because I did. I mean, even though I had to work over the weekend, I still had a great weekend. But, you know, it's just good anyway. So, anyway, so, you know, I have a full show up ahead of you tonight. As you know, I am celebrating 3 years of being online radio. And within the 3 years, I have had a lot of good shows, you know. And then, you know, if you have been here since the beginning, or in the middle at least, you know some of the good shows that has been, you know, on, you know, that has been put out through me and also my other co-host who was with me. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be treating everybody, all my new listeners who may not even know what this show has actually been about. Well, tonight you're going to get a little bit of, you know, a little treat to see what it's been about. But before I get into that, just to, you know, just to touch on some things, you know, just let everybody know that it is Fashion Week in New York City, okay? So last week and also this week, be sure to get your fashion on. Lincoln Center, Bryant Park, a whole bunch of places are having Fashion Week. Be sure to Google it, Fashion Week in NYC, to tell you all the locations that it's going to be at. It's going to be great for the off the hood. You're going to love it. Also, I just want to take a little time just to tell, you know, just to say that my heart really go out to everybody who lost somebody 10 years ago on 9/11, which was yesterday. You know, New York City had the memorial service down at the World Trade Center area. You know, the city was really packed. You know, security was really locked. You know, it was really something. My heart really goes out to everybody who lost somebody, or, you know, within that tragedy that happened a decade ago. I can't believe it's been a decade already. But my heart really go out, so I just really wanted to just shout that out real quick. So like I said, also tonight, you know, speaking of Fashion Week, Stevie Boy, and if you remember Stevie Boy, designer of eyewear, the hot eyewear, he has a fashion show going on tonight. I won't be able to make the fashion show because I'm here with you all, but that's why I'm having a very special show tonight at 7, a little bit 2 hours earlier than a regular 9 o'clock time, so that I can make his after party that starts at 10 p.m. So I will be at the after party, so you know what I'm saying, but I still have to be with my people tonight on the Real Hot Fresh Show, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so that's my news for tonight. Now, I'm going to go ahead and get into this show. So, everybody, well, I'm celebrating 3 years. To me, you know, your first year, you know, your first year is a try. You know, your second year, that's a chance. You know, it's like, you know, it's like you have another chance to see what you can do. But the third year is a charm. I'm 3 years growing. I'm strong, and I love this show. And, you know, and to get even better, if you've been looking at my postings, you know that the Real Hot Fresh Show will be going to our radio station here in Brooklyn, or there in Brooklyn, I'm in Connecticut right now, but we'll be going to Brooklyn, a live radio station. We'll be on air radio. I will have a co-host and everything. It's going to get really live, but don't worry. I'm going to give you all the details to how, if you are in the New York area, where you can tune into the station. But if you're not in the New York area, you can still tune in online. And to make it even better, it's going to be webcam. But everybody, guess what? But the Blog Talk Radio, I'll still be doing it on Monday nights, okay? So don't worry. So if you love the Blog Talk Radio, me up here, every Monday, I'm going to keep it on Blog Talk Radio. However, it might be a little bit of tweaking in the time. So it might, the time may change, but it's still going to be on Blog Talk Radio. It's still going to be here, and it's still going to be good, all right? But anyway, let's get into the show tonight, shall we? All right, so everybody, I'm bringing you clips, hot clips, from the past 3 years on this show, okay? So let's see. So to start off with, I believe in starting from the very beginning. So the first clip is going to be from my very first episode on Blog Talk Radio, which was September the 1st, 2008. It was my first premiere of the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh Show. And back then, I had two co-hosts, who were my cousins, Sexy T and Smooth T, if y'all remember those two. You know, it was kind of weird. Not weird, but it was just great to be my first premiere. So here's a look back at my very first show on Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh, Episode 1, September 1st, 2008.
What's up, everybody? You're tuning in to XSBN.net, Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill, and welcome to the premiere of a brand spanking new show, which is Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. For the next hour, you'll be listening to three of the smooth, sexy, and flyest hosts on radio, me being one of them, your boy Zach, along with my co-host Tommy and Tori. So, Tori, what's going on, girl? What's up?
Nothing. Tori.
All right, y'all. Just so y'all know that we are bringing y'all a cool show. Let's just, you know, just to kind of go into what the show is about. So, as you see, it's keeping it real. Real meaning, you know, we're going to be bringing y'all the real topics. You know, the who's, the whatnots, you know, who's sleeping with who, who's doing who, who's talking about who. We're going to talk about everybody's cousins, the mamas, and the right Tori.
Right.
That's right. Let's see. Keeping it hot. I don't know, Tori, what do you think? of course, we're going to bring some hot topics, but, you know what I'm saying, we're going to bring y'all what's hot, what's going on now. So, you know, we're going to keep it hot for y'all and keep it very fresh. That's just how we do. We keep things fresh around here. So, Tommy, so what do you got to say?
I'm ready to see what we got today, man.
You know what I'm saying.
I'm ready to talk to some people.
Ready to talk to some people, ready to get into their minds.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to see what's going on. But, you know, but since this is our first show we're doing, we're going to give you a little bit of background, you know, the little relationship between us three. Well, these two crazy cats, they are my first cousins, and I'll let them tell you how they related.
Well, I'm related to Tommy. I'm his sister.
I'm related to Zach. That's you know, I got to be. That's not
Excuse
my
me?
Choice.
What's that? So you know, so obviously, like they say, you can't pick your family.
crazy. Everybody, so that was the first show. That's how it all began. Now, also, now within this show, that show was actually about gas prices that was affecting travel. I believe back then, that's when gas prices really started to go like two something, and everybody was going crazy. But then somehow we got into lottery tickets in the same show. And Sexy T, she really went in on lottery tickets. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I'll let you check it out yourself.
It's really an addiction. If you really think about it, some people take their whole shit and go blow it on lottery tickets.
And those are gamblers, though.
Yeah, and then their lives get cut out, and then they get put out on the street, and then probably selling their bodies for a lottery ticket. Wow. I mean, it's getting
That's just the same.
I mean, but some people got it so bad that they will literally spend their rent money on a lottery ticket.
They're saying to themselves, like, if
I feel lucky, if I spend my last money, I know it's for a bill, I might win. And then before you know it, they done spent $100 on the lottery tickets, and they probably won back $2. You see what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
So the best thing for people to do nowadays is get another job. You know what I'm saying? It already ain't no money in minimum wage, so you might want double minimum wage with two jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the way things are getting, you might as well sleep while you're at work, because you ain't going to be able to get no sleep when you go home, because that's going to be your second job, you know?
But the thing
why you think Red Bull is making so much money off people, because people can't handle gas and everything going up, and you're not making no money. You need energy to stay. You know what I'm saying? Stay alive at work.
Stay alive.
You know what I'm saying? People are working two and three jobs, not even getting sleep. Have you seen some of the people I've been seeing? They all look horrible because everybody's tired of
that's
working.
That's the weed, Tori. That's
you know
weed.
What I'm saying? Oh, that's the weed. Oh, well. I've been seeing the wrong people lately.
Yeah.
But
you're right, because it's like they're working two to three jobs and then trying to go to school. What?
Right.
I mean, come on.
And then it's hard. Uh-huh. I mean, it is so hard. And, I mean, when you really need help, you can't get help from some service. You know what I'm saying? I done been there and tried. I can't get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, I really don't understand. You know, it's. I mean, when people really need help, them the ones that can't get it, and the people that don't need it
can get it
anytime. You know, I had a lady tell me one day, she said, well, ma'am, in order to get Medicaid, you need to have a baby or be disabled. I thought about breaking my arm in the cradle just to get some help. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to be ridiculous and stoop to that level of dumbness. We're seeing people out there running over each other's legs and stuff like that to get this disabled money, but it's not worth it, because then you can't walk and you're stuck in the house with $800 a month. How can you live off $800 a month? $800 a month this day and time ain't nothing.
Okay.
That's why you pay minimum wage.
I mean, if you're a rockhead and you stay in the worst projects in town with $100 of rent, you might be doing good for $800. Rent ain't but $800. You got the cable bill, you got the phone, everything. You probably paying less than $500. Then you got that other $300. You just go blow that in rocks or whatever. But you know, I mean, you just this same time for the average person that's trying to be something. That ain't. I mean, it ain't no hope. Really, you really look for a loss if you really think about it.
Hilarious. That was the first show. CCC really went in on lottery tickets. Now, moving along, on November 10th, 2008, which was my birthday, but anyway, on that show, we actually did a show about, you know, here we did a show about the Download Brothers, you know what I'm saying, what's really going on with these brothers. But specific in this show was just how we also, it was me and CCT, but we had a special guest. Her name was KC. And I asked KC what, you know, how did she actually see a homosexual man? And then, you know, she kind of told me. But then I asked her if, you know, I gave her a description of a man. And then I asked her, you know, would, you know, did she think there would be a homosexual man? And what she, and her answer was, still mind-blowing to me. Check it out.
So, KC, so also earlier, me and Tori, we had talked about maybe some things that can lead a person or, you know, to making certain choices that they may make. Like, for example, like, if you, you know what I'm saying, like, if you think, like, if you saw a man who likes to get pedicures or manicures or, I don't know, I mean, would you think gay or, you know, how would you think? Because they, now, what I mean by that is because a lot of people look at that, it's almost like whenever you're a male, it's almost like it's very tough to be a male, you know, because like women and just people look at you to, okay, well, you're a male or you're a man, so you gotta do this, you can't do this, you can do this, you can't do that, you know, and then like, and now you have to think every man is not going to be, you know what I'm saying? I mean you're going to have those males who are going to want to, you know, get a manicure. I mean, not saying they're doing it because they want to be a woman. That's just something that they may like. You know what I'm saying? You might have a male who wants to wear maybe tighter clothes, not because he's trying to get a man, but maybe he just likes the way it fits. But see, but, you know, the world takes him more into like, oh, he's gay. You know what I'm saying? But maybe that's just him. That's just his style. That's just what he likes to do. What do you think about that, KC? I mean, do you think that what a guy does or what he likes makes him gay? Or, you know, what do you think?
Well, yes and no. Now, I don't mind a guy getting a pedicure or manicure. I mean, a man should want to have nice, clean fingernails and then put that clear coat of polish on them. It looks really good. And he can get his feet done. I mean, his feet be tired and hurting like women's feet, too. If he can bring them home and put them in that little, you know, that little bubbling water thing for your feet, if he can put his feet in there, you know, like women do, so what? Just like that. But I don't think that make him gay. But if a man put on some tight pants and you can see his nut sacks and everything, I think he's gay, okay? Because you shouldn't even want nobody to see that, even when you're sitting down, you know. Your pants should be loose enough so that nobody can see that. Because I'm going to tell you right now, that's not a pretty sight. When a man got his pants pulled real tight up in the front and in the back, they cutting him, giving him, oh, my goodness. That
maybe,
like
maybe he wanted the family jewels on display.
Well, that's an ugly sight, I'm telling you. That looks real, real nasty. Mm-hmm. Just like
you sure
the same thing with a
are
woman.
Are you sure it's nasty?
If she got her pants pulled up really tight, it don't look good like that either. Pulled up real, real tight in the front, look like she can't breathe. Look like she holding a breath.
But that's men not, like that. It's called a camel toe. Men like camel toes.
Camel toe.
Right.
That's ugly toe. That look like the hammer toe. It's not cute. I'm serious. That looks real stinky. But I feel like if a man wear tight pants, yeah, that means gay. As gay as he can get.
So Casey, so how about this right here? How about, you know what I'm saying, you got your male that's wearing the baggy jeans, you know what I'm saying, he got the you know what I'm saying, the fitted hats, he got his little baggy shirts on, got his Tim boots, He got a little swagger.
That's
going.
Right. Now that's, oh my God, it sounds straight sexy, like.
But,
oh my God.
But, hey, but he's gay. But he's gay.
That ain't gay either.
Anybody doing that, they trying to fool somebody.
No, not trying to fool anybody. That's just his style. But he's attracted to men. That's just his style. He dressed like that, but he's attracted to men. I mean, see what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah.
See, look at it. Yeah.
I mean, somebody that sound like that and dress like that sound like they real. They can dress, they fine and everything. They ain't got to be fine, but I like their style. But for them to be gay, nah, that ain't what a typical gay person sound like anyway. But like you said, people on the down low, I mean, you'd be surprised.
Interesting. So the typical gay man, they say, what do y'all think? So if you wear skinny jeans, you're gay, but if you wear baggy jeans, you're straight. Really? Yeah, that was an interesting show that day. Anyway, but let's keep this thing moving. So everybody, so now, December the 8th of 2008, I was so happy because, you know, back in 2002 of April, you know, Lisa Leta Lopez of TLC, she was in a tragic car accident. But on December 8th, 2008, her brother and her family had put together an album, you know, to come out, and you know, in her honor, in her name, and it was called Our Legacy. And I was so honored to have her brother come on the show and do an interview, you know, promoting her album. But one specific thing about this interview was he gave a very unique fact about Letha and how she thought of herself, you know, before she died. So to me, it, you know, it was kind of like hair-raising. Check it out.
Wow. Master, I think this is Tiffany. Tiffany, is that you?
Yeah, this is me.
Okay, you call back in.
Yeah, I called back in.
Did you hear me talking, Tiffany?
Yeah, I did.
So you know I didn't forget about you, right?
Uh-oh.
I hope not.
Uh-oh.
No, but I was asking more like something about her, like, on a personal level. Like, I mean, I wasn't, you know, all into her business, but, like,
I was just messing with you, Tiffany.
Oh, okay.
He was just joking. Calm down.
Okay, now, but this is very serious, and I'm not sure if the fans really knew this, and if some of them do, I don't think they all knew this. One thing is that Lisa had a premonition of her death, and that Lisa wanted to put out Supernova, you know, before she passed away, so she released it online on August 16th, 2001, and that was the day of my father's birthday.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she knew that she knew her time was limited, and the label wanted to push her album back, and she didn't want them to push it back. She fought with them because she felt like she didn't have enough time for herself.
Wow. Were you saying when she knew that? Did you believe her, or were you just like shocked, or like?
I didn't know what to think because on August 16th, 2001, she was in New Jersey. She had an apartment in New Jersey by the beach, and she was there all by herself. And, you know, I was just talking to her saying, you know, what's going on, sis? You know, fill me in. Like, what do you think's going to happen? And she was like, well, you know, whatever's going to happen, I just want to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, later, you know, a couple months later, you know, she told me she wanted to take everybody to Honduras. And while we were there, you know, she did tell me she felt like, you know, something was going to happen. And, you know, people realized in that documentary, you know, that she was having premonitions.
Right.
So, and Lisa was very, you know, much, I think, in touch on a spiritual level with certain things that, you know, maybe I don't understand or other people don't understand. But, you know, she definitely had a knowledge that that a lot of people are not aware of.
Yeah. Wow. Very eerie, right? Very, very eerie. Now, you know, within the past 3 years, now, one thing besides the hot topics and the juicy gossip and the craziness through, you know, amongst the co-hosts, another thing that really made the show happen was some of the crazy callers we got. Back in 2009, we used to have a very frequent caller by the name of Ganji. He actually called on one show, which was on the June 8, 2009, and we were talking about, you know, whenever Obama, he was focusing on the stimulus plan, you know, due to recession. However, Baganji, he was somebody from, I think, India, and he really wasn't feeling Obama, and he really went in. Y'all got to listen to this to believe it.
Raw and Fresh with the Keeping It Raw and Fresh crew in a 111 area code. Are you on the air?
I am not in 111 area code. This is not me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you're calling from a private number. I'm sorry. It's just, hey, how are you doing? Can you state your name for us, please?
Who's Miss Ganji?
You said Mr. or Mrs. Ganji? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Prahisnik Ganji.
Okay, how are you doing? Yeah. How are you doing? Do you have a question? We haven't really started the show yet.
Do you have a comment, Mr. Ganji? What's up?
Well, I have comment. I see that you are going to speak about clear gas prices, and the gas prices are nonsense.
They are nonsense, actually. What are your gas prices? Where are you from?
Well, I am from India. But I live in the United States, but you're a terrible government. This is the whole problem. The whole problem with the free market, no regulation, of terrible, terrible, terrible. I wish we could lawsuit the government.
Yeah,
are
me too. I'm with you on that. We do need to lawsuit the government. For my 40 acres and a mule. That's what we're going to start with.
we really do.
But I don't understand mule.
The mules
are like crazy
cameras.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's something totally different, sweetie. But what do you want to lawsuit the government for?
Well, I want to lawsuit the government to regulate. We cannot continue to pay. They have ruined the entire economy one time already, and not only the United States, but the whole world. And the United States does not even acknowledge that they have ruined the entire world economy with this terrible nonsense.
Well, I don't think we can say that fairly, because you have Obama who went to Egypt one day, and he went to this country the next, and this country the next. I think he is stepping up to the plate and taking some responsibility for the things that the West has done or that America has done. So maybe before him, nobody wanted to say, you know what, we've messed up. Let's see how we can all build together. But I would have to say that Obama is definitely taking a stand and acknowledging some of the things that America has done, and he's really trying to make it better. So were you meaning like before him?
Well, yes, before him, the entire administration of Bush Cheney was Dennis Kimmel.
Well, Ganji, one question for you. What is the highest gas where you're at now?
It's $2.94.
Okay. Now, also, everybody, now, within the same show, here is something crazy. Now, anytime, you know, you call into a show, and then, the host say, you know, what is your number one station? You know, of course, you're supposed to say the station that you called into. However, Ganji, I don't think that you learned that lesson. Check it out.
So, Mr. Ganji, was there any more comment? Is he still there?
What are you asking me?
No, I was asking. I'm sorry. I was asking. Do you have any more comments for us?
Do I have more comments? Well, yes. I'm furious. But you must allow. Very, very famous radio program. I'm certain you must have plenty of other calls.
Right. We do. But we thank you so much for calling us. Thank you so much. Because everybody, you know. Get your comments out there, but thanks so much. But what is your favorite online radio show?
My favorite online radio is the Jim Rome Sports Radio.
You want him to keep it real hot and fresh when he just real hot and fresh for you.
That's how you get hung up on people. That's how you get hung up on.
I love it. I just love that he kept a real high fresh with us.
Yes, he did.
But you know what? That's not funny.
I think it's hilarious. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Well, that's what's up.
Okay.
Okay.
But
let me say this for all the other callers. When we ask you who is the livest, the coolest, the hottest Blog Talk Radio show, you say the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show. Okay. I'm a scientist.
That's exactly what you say. Or else.
Exactly. Or else we gonna find.
Crazy. Yeah, you definitely want to say the Keeping It Raw and Fresh show when you call in, people. All right, so everybody, keep this thing moving. Now, as y'all know, currently, you know, it seems like America's number one star seems to be Miss Beyonce. And if you're watching the VMAs, you know that now she's going to be having a little mini-me, hopefully. Hopefully don't watch today. I didn't say that. But anyway, but everybody, they have their feelings. There's different feelings about Beyonce. She's that. So, so we did a show, asking, is Beyonce a good role model? A lot of people love Beyonce, but a lot of people do not love Beyonce. And this next clip is from a caller who called in, and she don't got no love for Bey. But you know what? I love it. I love it. She was really funny. So hopefully y'all will enjoy it as much as I did.
Area code, you're on the line. We're keeping it real hot and fresh. Is this Lisa?
Yeah, this is Lisa, honey. Oh, you okay, hon? I just decided to call in about that Beyonce again.
Okay.
I feel that Beyonce is not a positive role model. I did buy her first album and her second album, okay? But I would not buy any more albums from Beyonce. Okay.
Miss Lisa, now you got two Beyonce major fans on here. You're gonna have to defend that.
Okay. The reason being is because she is not a good role model for our youth, and a lot of our girls are being very promiscuous because of Beyonce. Okay, the way she dressed, the short outfits and all that. One minute she's looking like Little House on the Prairie. The next minute she's looking like she's getting ready to go on Bourbon Street. And a lot of some of her music is very explicit. But I think a good role model would be Alicia Keys. Is a great role model for the kids. She's very articulate, well spoken. Okay. And a lot of the young girls can follow her lead. She also had passed down a 4-year scholarship at a university to pursue music. So she does bring a lot to the table, not just a voice, but a mind as well. Beyonce, her father kind of did her like Michael Jackson did. Homeschooler. Beyonce was homeschooled.
You know, Beyonce, somebody questioned Beyonce about that. And you know, I would have to defend her father. He saw something in his daughter that, I don't defend everything he did or defend everything that he did, but he saw something in her that he probably thought was good, and he just, promoted that in her. So you don't think that what he did was good by promoting the positive in his daughter, or do you think he just exploited his daughter? How do you feel on that?
I feel that he exploited her to a degree, okay? Yeah, he saw there was talent, and she is a very talented young lady as far as her singing and her acting ability. She's good at that. But he also, they are of the world, okay? You can be in the world, but don't be of the world. And a lot of that stuff is just too explicit. She's just trying to go to one extreme to the next, and she's trying to, someone said she's trying to be a billionaire. She's getting a little too greedy, okay? It's nothing wrong with getting your hustle on, but what she's doing is getting her greed on. We see her on every magazine.
I was just going to say, when I think about Beyonce, I think of a straight hustler. You know, she's hustling from every angle, especially while she has it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, while she has it, but some of us is tired of it.
Okay, Ms. Lisa, you're the ones that's tired of it.
I'm tired of every time I go in the shop, go to a grocery store, I turn around, she on Vogue, one minute she on Essence, one minute she on all of them.
Well, there's a debate right now with whether or not she should take a 2-year break. So if they ask you about the 2-year break, your vote is going to be to go ahead and take that 2-year break.
Take a 10-year break, baby.
Oh, come on, Miss Lisa.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Beyonce. I mean, if she could kind of tone it down and make a couple of gospel albums, she'd be all right.
Come on now. Now, that's a contradictory right there. I think that's going to make the problem even worse. I can't stand that personally.
Okay.
You're going to do either or. But thank you so much for your comments and for keeping it real hot and fresh and for listening and for calling in, okay?
You want a great talk show. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, that one, that right there always gets me rolling. That lady calling Lisa, she gave her Tori D a run for her money. That was good, though. I loved it. All right, everybody. So, you all know that we do a lot of things here in the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show. You know what I'm saying? We talk about different topics. We have a lot of, just different stuff. I mean, like one thing that I really like about this show is that, you know, I really try to keep it just very unique and just touch on everything. Like, you know, like with one thing with the show, I've always wanted it to be where anybody and everybody could just kind of, you know what I'm saying, like just feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like you could really understand, you could really, just feel it or whatever, you know. Well, basically what I'm trying to say is I want to be an all-around show. I think that's what it is. And being an all-around show, you got to have some tunes for those people who love music. So the next clip is for our very featured artist on the show, which was Bell. And Bell, he was on the show on the July 13th of 2009 show. He was the show's first featured artist. And here is the sound of Bell.
Y'all ready to set it out there?
Okay.
All right, so here we go, y'all.
That was our first featured artist on our show back on our July 13th show by the name of Bell, July 13th, 2009. Now, the next month, August the 3rd of 2009, we had a very, very cool down to earth guest, Miss T-Boss from TLC. Let me tell you something. I was so happy whenever T-Boss was on the show. And we had a really hard time. It felt like we had a hard time getting her on the show. So many people were calling in to speak with her. But when we finally did get on the show, we had a great time. She talked about her upcoming album, other things she was working on. But I played a little game with her. If y'all remember, she came up with a book called Thoughts. So I had a little segment in the show where I called it Thoughts. And basically, I gave her said a few names of places of things, and I just got her thoughts on it. And it, some of the things she said about the things I called was very interesting. Check it out.
All right. Okay. So number one is, what are your thoughts on Barack Obama?
Love it. I'm so.
You love
Obama? Yes, I'm so happy and honored to have a black president, and I think that it allows our black children to know that anything is possible.
That's what's up. All right, what are your thoughts on the Chris Brown and Rihanna situation?
I have lots of thoughts, but I'm just going to keep them all to myself.
Okay.
And I just wish them the best.
That's smart.
I wish them the best. No, honestly, I wish them the best, and I think, the press is a trip on that too, but I wish Rihanna the best, and I hope it all works out.
Exactly.
Whatever makes everybody happy and feel good.
Okay.
But I'm going to just be quiet on that and just wish everybody well, okay?
Well, I'm not. All right, number three, what are your thoughts on Beyonce?
I like Beyonce a lot. I love that new song. Was it Sweet Dreams?
Yeah.
Whatever. I want to wake up from you. I love that. But I like Beyonce a lot. I think she's a pretty girl, and I think everybody blows stuff out of proportion. Anytime anybody from TLC says something, they always try to start junk, but I have no issues with her at all.
Right.
And my daughter loves her, so.
Right.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay,
oh. No, but I like Beyonce. I just think, I think there's, so I think, there's still room for other people, too. Some people feel like, it's just about Beyonce or whatever. That's why I'm glad, Rihanna. It's different genres of music, and different girls can still be doing it big in different ways. And,
exactly.
So I think artists just still keep coming with it because it's enough room out here for everybody. But I love her.
That's
totally.
That's what are your thoughts on Wendy Williams? Do you watch her?
I tried to about 2 seconds, and I had to turn.
Oh, no. This is keeping it real on fresh.
Yeah, I agree.
I hear that Wendy's show, honestly, is supposed to be different than a radio show. But, it's kind of hard to give her any respect. She's always been mean to us for no good reason. And I just think she disrespects people, and I think she's mean and hurts people's feelings, and they do it on purpose, and I think it's not cool. And I think everybody forgot the concept. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say it at all. Hell, they call people on the show, and then just to break them down, that's not okay. So it's hard for me to give her any energy at all, and I know, somebody was like, her show's different. So I gave it 2 seconds and turned the channel. But I wish her the best, but that's all.
1 second longer
than
me.
But she's just I don't know. What is she doing? Just talking live, and I don't know.
I
mean?
Yeah.
I'm not a Wendy Williams fan, and maybe she's going to have to take a lot more time to undo all the mean stuff. maybe some of the people on her show don't know how she was in New York, but she was terrible to me. It was just so mean.
Really?
I thought it was terrible. What?
Oh, you must have been lit. You must have never heard her live, so I definitely have. She was off the chain.
Oh,
that's why I said.
She gave her 1 second more than I did.
She tried to do, one time, this is what happened. Now, how stupid is this? In 1992. Yeah, I said 92. This is how stupid she is. We came on a boat. Me and Lisa went to a boat party to watch Jodeci perform. That was our only day off on tour. This lady comes up to us, who is Wendy Williams, and she goes, y'all turned down my radio show. And me and Lisa are looking at her like, what the hell is she talking about?
What this dude talking about?
Look, you jump on and beat up one titty, and I'll beat up the other one.
Oh, Lord,
I'm just joking, y'all. I like to joke.
It's all in fun.
Yeah, it's all in fun. Whoever gets mad, catch one. Anyway, so.
Well, you're just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? You're keeping
it real. Well, yeah, but I'm playing, but, you know, I can't be bad. You know,
right.
I gotta play.
All right, what
no,
are your
so
thoughts?
But she said, hold on, I gotta tell you this. So she goes, you canceled my radio show. And we're looking at her like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, if you diss New York disses you. And we're like, lady, we don't know what you're talking about. The record company evidently had told her we couldn't do the show. And she thought because we were out at 1 a.m. in the morning or whatever time it was at night, midnight, that we canceled her show. We never even knew about it. We don't sit at a desk. We had just started the business. We didn't understand anything. So I guess, you know, the radio station said we couldn't do it, and we had one day off, and me and Lisa chose to just go out since we had a day off.
Exactly.
And ever since then, like when I had my baby, T-Boz was 10 years older since she had her baby.
Wow.
We just never replied, so we just never did a show. But so I don't know if she would be nice to me, and it's like 18 years later, or she just always would say mean things. And I'm just like, lady, seriously, over a radio show that we never even knew was canceled or booked or nothing. And I'm like, whatever, catch a brick. So
right.
I don't know. But then if y'all see me on her show on TV, y'all know I just had to do it because my publicist said, and I was playing.
Do the show, smile, and get that check. Hey, girl, I want my check.
Do Wendy's show. I'm like, damn, Gina.
Where my check?
I know, right? No, because it's my job. That's the only
crazy. All right, we're 12 minutes down to the show, but we're not finished yet. I got two more good clips to tell you about in the past 3 years. Now, the next clip was on March 28th of this year, actually. We had a show where we were talking about sexuality, and the topic was, you know, should people, you know, feel that they have to tell people their sexuality? And now the clip that I'm going to play for you, right before this clip, Miss Jules, who was the host at that time, she was talking about, you know, how, you know, some of the things she'd been through with her sexuality, and then her thing was she felt that people should tell your sexuality, you know, you shouldn't hide it, you should tell people. So then I did my own research, and I came, and Ms. Joel, she bit my head off. Well, tell for yourself.
I've actually did some research, too, on this topic for tonight. I wanted to get, you know, just different aspects of everything. And some of the stuff that I actually got was, I have where some people say that, you know, it's highly insensitive and selfish, you know, to demand or expect for individuals to feel like, you know, they owe people or the public, you know, to have to tell their sexual preference. It's true there are people who feel comfortable with themselves to tell people all ones, or there's ones who feel like, you know, they're lying, you know, so then they have to reveal their own sexual preference. It goes on to say, but that's their prerogative, and it's also the person's prerogative to not reveal. It says for some cases it's not hiding or lying. It's just basically their own business. It says, and people have the right to keep their business just that. And then it has an example. It says, for example, some people live in different environments where those people don't allow, you know, them to be as open or whatever about their sexuality. There's friends and family who may not accept that, you know. Also, it says their jobs. Some people can lose their jobs over that, even though that may be a court case and it may not be right. But still, the reality is some people could, you know, lose jobs for, you know, opening up their sexual preference. And then most importantly, people can be killed. You know, there's different parts of the world, specifically the South, where people will hang you, kill you, beat you, you know, for your different sexual preferences. It also says a living arrangement. It says there has been many kids, teens, young adults who have been kicked out and abandoned by their parents or
oh,
either their home. Yeah, by
that's
family.
That's true. I was one of them. That's so true. I was one of them. I was one.
Yeah.
I lost my whole entire family when I was 18 because I fell in love with a girl and I wanted to live my life. And it's absolutely normal to have the right to decide whether you're out and proud or you stay in the closet. But like I said before, it's not normal to, I mean, like, you may be omitting information, but in the normal world, we call that a lie. And then what happens is that as much as you try to hide it, and I know because I did it, I hid my sexuality and I tried and I couldn't. You know what I mean? Instead, what happened was exactly what I said. People started talking about me behind my back and they knew that I was gay anyway. You know what I mean? Because it's not something that you can hide, you know? And it is a risk. There is a risk with telling, but I'd rather be myself than to live in hiding. I mean, like, I would have the courage to be myself than to live in hiding, because to live in hiding is not, it's not conducive to being happy and living a happy life. I wasn't happy. I was miserable. And I have never met a gay person or a lesbian person who hides their sexuality and is perfectly at ease about it. Like, it's
okay,
either
well,
that they
well,
live their lives
well,
defending
let me ask you
it.
This. Well, let me ask you this. Just like the article said, how people can be killed, you know, beaten or slander. And it also said that some things are better off, you know, not said, because a lot of people can't handle all truth. It says if a person
that's
has to come out, if a person has to come out because they can't lie or hide any longer, then once again, that's their prerogative. However, people who are out, it says people who are out shouldn't expect, you know, other people who aren't to just come out because they are. It says everyone does it in their own time, just like they did. Also, it says and some may never come out. It also says you know, that everybody hides something. It says, like, if you steal something from a store, you may not go tell somebody. If you go beat somebody up, you may not tell somebody. It says we all hide somebody. It says there are many down low undercover or just people who feel like they don't owe the world their sexual business. It says if a person isn't trying to get with you, then it's irrelevant. Now what they mean by that is,
that's
for
true.
Example, like, For example, let's say Jewel was trying to date a guy, but she wasn't sure if he was straight or gay. So, you know, if she's trying to get with him, then of course she wants to know. That's one reason why they say, you know, a person may ask, and then so the person may just ask you flat out. Whatever you tell them is your own business. But now here's what I want to challenge people. I want to challenge all the listeners this. It says people want to get on people who don't expose their sexual preference. But why are heterosexuals or just people in general who make these people feel like they have to hide, lie, or be on the down low? It says nobody wants to be judged. Nobody wants to be judged, ridiculed, stoned for what they like. So the people who are, you know, stoning people, then why don't you open your mind in order to allow somebody to open about their business or whatever the case may be? Because a lot of people, if you're hiding something, if you're lying or whatever, it's because
it
of a
out.
Reason, you know?
It always comes out. Whenever you lie, it always comes out. It doesn't matter whether you stole 8 years ago, whether you slept with a man and you're gay. It doesn't matter. It always comes out. Now, all those politicians, had they told, they might not have a career, but if these people, you know, were successful to begin with, they could have broken boundaries. I mean, like, there was a senator not too long ago. He got busted for being gay. Had he been out to begin with, that would have never happened. He would have probably been able.
He probably would have never been senator.
Actually, what I think is that gays and lesbians are so politically inclined, they want what they want so badly that he would have had support. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, gays don't exist and they don't vote. They're the most politically active people ever because they don't have as many rights as everybody else does, you know? And it's not really too much about forcing, but when you live your life in hiding, you know what I mean, you choose to omit this information.
But
what people do with it, wait, I'm talking. What people do with that information is completely up to them. You know what I mean? Like, people like to blackmail, you know, people for that. You know what I mean? They do all these bad things to people for things like that. You know what I mean? And it's a chance that you choose to take. If you want to live your life in hiding, then you live it in hiding. And, you know, that's just what it is. If you want to be out, you're out.
Cool. I'll tell you, she went in. Everybody, you know, it is so funny how, you know, that an hour is almost over, and I could really just go on and on with so many more clips. But we do have, like, 5 or 6 minutes down to the show. Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for all your birthday wishes on Facebook and Twitter. Happy anniversary to me. Thank you. You know, everybody, be sure to always keep it raw and fresh. Continuing on, remember, a lot of hot stuff is coming up for the next upcoming month and year. You won't believe it. But, you know, I want to go ahead and leave y'all with some ghettos. You know, it ain't nothing changing tonight. But I'm going to leave y'all with some past ghettos from my girl T-Bot, the same show that she was on. It was a great, funny ghetto night with her. She even added on some of her own ghetto. So everybody, remember, the New York Fashion Week this week and next week. Enjoy. Be safe, be cute, and do you. All right, everybody, this is your boy, D-Fly, and this is Keeping It 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto, T-Bot Style. Good night, everybody.
You know you ghetto if it takes you being drunk and hot in order for you to clean your dirty house.
Uh-uh. Yeah, that's ghetto.
That's sad. Number 9, it might be understandable to buy plastic plates and spoons to cut down on washing dishes. However, you may be taking the ghetto thing too far if you're trying to buy plastic pots and pans. Now, I can see that.
Plastic pot and pans is crazy.
I know, but the sad thing is somebody will actually try to go find it and buy it. That's
but who manufactures the stuff like that? I need to talk to their daddy. Like, what the
heck? That is hilarious.
Somebody's crazy. Number 8.
I know.
You might Number 8, you might be a ghetto mess if you are the main one complaining about how much of a recession you're in and you're always broke, yet can't nobody keep you out of the Louis Vuitton store.
Now you need to add on Gucci, Prada, shoes, and Jordans. How about that's just ridiculous? Okay, you can add
anything.
I know people now who's driving a nice car, but they don't have no water at home. Yes. That's called misguided, and priorities are not in place.
Right.
No,
You're right. Number 7. You know you're right. Hold on. Number 7. You know you're riding in style. You just got some 22-inch rims on your new ride along with some new tents. You hooked it up with a new sound system and got the candy-coated paint job and all new interior inside. The only problem is you ain't got no furniture in your house. Now,
but, you know, you forgot this. But I can go live in my car, though.
Right.
Oh, my Lord.
That goes with the pick.
Well, I got me a TV in my car. Number 6, you know your pastor ghetto if he's reading from books that are not even in the Bible. Come on, can y'all turn to the book of Tupac? I mean, what?
You know what? That's called don't go to that church.
Right.
Insane.
I mean, can't y'all turn to the book of T-Boz, okay?
You
number
know,
5.
Yeah.
What, T-Boz got a book?
Yeah, but if you read it in church, something wrong with that.
That's all wrong. Number 5, you know you ghetto if the chains around your neck cost more than your house. And that's a true story. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I know
that's
people like that.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Number 4, you know your mama ghetto if she's selling a bag of weed just so you can have lunch money for school.
This is why this is crazy. How the hell she bought a weed, though? She could have gave you the lunch money.
She has to think about it. She has to think about it,
dude. And
then when she thought about it.
She had to pay for that, too. That's crazy.
Right. Number three, you might be classified as ghetto if you have an iPhone with a pink cover laced with glitter on it. Now you know I did.
You know what? How y'all face because now I got one that is zebra skin, but it's pink and black. It's light pink all around the hot pink, all the way down.
You got all
the hot pink. Well, you know you get it when you got an iPhone with glitter.
That is hilarious.
I am not studying, y'all. Just call me ghetto then.
We love you. We love you. Number two, you know you ghetto if someone calls your mom a hoe and you do nothing. Someone calls you a hold on. Someone calls you a punk and you do nothing. But let someone try to steal your weed and it's on.
Right.
Ooh, don't mess with the 2020. It works.
Right.
And number one, you know you ghetto if you're out with your girls having a girls' night out, getting your toes, nails, and hair did, and you have a full mouth of plaque on your teeth.
Ooh.
Now, who are you trying to impress?
Gross.
Look at a mess.
Can I
That's
just
sad.
Add one to the ghetto list?
You sure can.
Okay, you know you ghetto when you don't have enough hair to put in a ponytail, but you grab it together and make a pump. Okay. You know that little punk teeth that sticks up like a little finger in here.
Oh my goodness, C-Fly, don't you say nothing. Don't you say nothing.
Okay, if you can't make the L, would make it a ponytail. No punk teeth, no punk, and no punk teeth.
But what about if you got a punk and then you snap a ponytail on?
Okay, that's better because you're covering up your teeth. You know what I'm saying? So now you have a ponytail. So I don't care if you, you know, you get some horsey, a pig hair, squirrel, but you don't come out with that. Okay?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Please don't wear the pump.
Oh, my God.
If you
that
are even walking around with finger waves in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord.
That's not one that came back around. And then it's worse when they have it blue, yellow, green, red.
No way.
And then they glue dimes, quarters, and nickels and pennies in their hair.
No, they don't.
You got money in
your
hair? That's not okay.
Wow.
And you know you ghetto when your whole car, like, you know, when somebody wear, like, Burberry or Gucci, you ain't supposed to have the Gucci head wrap with the Gucci glasses with the Gucci gold toothpicks with the Gucci necklace with the Gucci jacket and the belt and the Gucci drawers with the shorts and the socks and the shoes. And then don't forget the big toe. That's not okay.
And they got all that on Old Net Air at the discount mall.
And them girls with them long, big toenails, whoever
said
that was okay. They They put that fake acrylic nail on the big toe. Now, it's cool to have the ghetto big painted toe because I'm always have my big toe painted. Yes, ghetto is what ghetto does. But when you start putting acrylic and gel nails on your big toe,
yikes.
You just wrong. That's not. That's worse than ghetto. That's called slum.
What if you hit something, though?
Not, you know what?
Yeah.
Yikes. That's another level to karate kick. People will stab it for you. Okay?